what's really interesting is that a lot of times in the field of research that we focus on, paranormal ufology, sometimes the scientific aspects of the mechanics are overlooked and not put into the model to incorporate science as well as paranormal to validate some of the, let's call it not conventional things that are happening, but we know exist, and it's a matter of finding a way to prove them. So I've come into some new information that is really starting to pique my interest. And over the last few months, I've been studying very hard to learn more about these topics because it greatly affects my view of the ancient astronaut theory and an understanding of all of the megaliths and pieces of technology that we find that come from the past. Are they really from aliens? Or is it possible that we go through rise and falls of civilization and this knowledge comes into our consciousness and leaves?
Or is it a combination of both of them? You know, because exactly. I've always thought, Jason, that, you know, as Michael Cremo has said, civilizations could be hundreds of millions of years old, and that, you know, they come and they go, as you just said. You know, something happens. There's a major earth change on the planet. It obliterates them. They're gone. Or there's wars amongst each other, and they're gone.
Right.
And then, you know, after time, I mean, you talk about 20 million years of time, let's say, between civilizations. I mean, you're going to lose cities. Look at the tsunami that just hit Japan. It wiped out a few of those towns. I mean, totally. There's nothing left. And this was in a matter of minutes. Add 20 million years to it, there would be no evidence that they were there, would there?
That's exactly it. You know, and we really live in such a small time scale compared to the overall cycle of what's happening astronomically. You know, everything we do, night and day, going around the sun, these are all astronomical patterns that rule our life. But what I've been coming to understand is that there's actually another astronomical model that affects us, but its scale is so large that it's difficult for people to comprehend. And what's really interesting is the fact that, well, there's a new astronomical model which basically is showing that most solar systems are binary. And so to incorporate a binary solar system might actually give a whole new slant on the idea of the term precession. Precession is a term that most people understand through observing the equinoxes and the change of how they point to different zodiacal symbols in our sky. As a real simple explanation, there's basically three motions, and I really have to credit the Binary Research Institute, founded by Walter Cruttenden, for bringing this to my attention and literally making it a palatable topic that I think, you know, can really change the whole ancient astronaut theory by, again, introducing new variables to make us ask new questions. So that people understand, you know, there's three motions that affect us that are astronomical movements. The first two most people are probably aware of, which is, you know, the first motion is this: we go around the sun. So
right.
Every 24 hours, the sun rises in the east and then sets in the west. And if we look at the stars just once a day, we would see a similar pattern over a year. The stars rise in the east and set in the west. The 12 constellations of the zodiac, the ancient markers of time, lie along the ecliptic, basically the same path that the sun takes overhead. And so what's really interesting is that if we look just once a year, we would notice that the stars move in a backwards position at the same rate of about 2 degrees every 70 years. So not getting into too much of the technical stuff, it's basically an interesting understanding that as we go in and out of night and day, that's a 12-hour cycle that affects our consciousness. Without us even realizing it, it gets dark out and we have to fall asleep. We slip out of consciousness. So that motion of just the Earth rotating has an effect on us that we can tangibly understand. Oh, yeah, I get tired. Well, the second motion is the orbit of the sun, is the Earth orbiting the sun. Now, a solar year for us is 365 days. But what we see in this second motion is, as we go around the sun every year, it's a cyclical pattern. pattern, mm-hmm. you know, animals migrate, plants sprout. The whole surface of our planet, as far as plants and you know, trees and such, actually change their color. So this second motion as we go around the sun is something very observable in how it's affecting life here on Earth.
You could just about set your watch to it in the old days, Jason. I'm not sure you could time it that way anymore, huh? It changes so fast.
Well, that's exactly it, George. So here comes the kicker part. Those first two cycles, we can pretty much understand. We rotate in a circle on our axis so that there's night and day. The second motion is we revolve around the sun. The third motion, though, is the precession of the equinox, which means somehow over 30 different ancient cultures were aware of the fact that the sun is actually moving through space on its own cycle. And this actually affects precession. Now, there's a lot of current models to explain precession, but just so the people understand, you know, precession is on its current, the way it's viewed is at 26,000 years. It's a cycle that repeats every 26,000 years. Now, we have a hard time understanding precession because, you know, that's about we live about 1/360th of this cycle. Now, as an example, you know, there's an insect called the mayfly that lives basically one day. It's born
and dies. What a life.
Yeah, what a life. You know, and this creature, what if it's born on an overcast day? And dies on an overcast day? It'll never have any knowledge of sunshine or a breeze or any of the things that, you know, we might not also be aware of in this larger scale of time. So what's really interesting, George, is that many of the ancient cultures like left us information in megaliths and carvings on rocks and such to explain their knowledge of these transitions. The Greeks, the Romans, the Indians, many of these ancient cultures understood that we go through different epochs of age, like the Bronze Age, the Silver Age, the Golden Age. It's as if there's a cyclical pattern based on precession that takes us in and out of being in high consciousness, being able to perceive new information.
Are you tipping, Jason, to the theory that life here was jump-started?
Well, I do believe, and this is where it gets kind of a crossover into the ancient astronaut theory, George, is because what I believe very strongly is that all the evidence that I've seen around the world that looking at different cultures and religions explain that they were visited by beings that came from the heavens. And so one has to wonder that all the evidence we see of high technology, did this actually come from us learning it through our own progression of technology, or was it handed to us from extraterrestrials? So this is where I start to realize that, you know, looking at new information and incorporating into my theory is something I constantly have to do. So looking at the idea of precession, that we go through a period of rising and falling in civilization, could possibly explain a lot of the different things we see in ancient times for flying machines or advanced architecture or, you know, megaliths that are aligned astronomically. And we'll touch on some of these to get specific. But, I mean, if we're somehow able to become more educated or slip into a higher state of consciousness to learn things faster in precession as we get closer to this golden age, it's a whole new line of thinking, for me at least, to incorporate maybe it wasn't all given to us by the aliens, or at some point in time, when we're advanced enough conscious-wise, these beings came and interacted with us. But it's a whole new variable to explain, possibly not just having the alien and ET intervention, but that we actually go through cycles here on Earth on our own, where we rise and fall into great feats of knowledge.